Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Ameen. Again, I'd like to welcome everyone to our daily du'as from the Quran series. Before we begin, again, this du'a series is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. Since 2016, Penny Appeal has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provided clean water to families across Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and right here at home. Since then, Penny Appeal USA has helped over a million people and empowered communities around the world, helping to break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures. This Ramadan, they will continue this effort with the support of people like you to join their You Are the Difference Ramadan campaign and change a life. Please visit pausa.org/Qalam. Again, that's pausa.org/QALAM. Again, I encourage everyone to please visit the website, learn more about the work that they're doing, and please consider them as one of your options as you are trying to give and donate during this blessed month of Ramadan, inshallah. Inshallah, today we're going to continue with our dua series, and we're going to be looking at the last ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. There's a lot of very powerful things in this ayah. It starts off with some principles, some kind of realities or facts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents us. So we're going to take a look at those and then we'll go into the dua. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he begins this ayah by saying, "La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wusa'aha." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah does not obligate anyone beyond their capacity. Again, we'll look at this a few different ways, but another way to think about this translation is Allah does not burden, Allah does not put a responsibility on a soul except with what it can handle. Allah only gives us or only tests us or only burdens us or puts responsibilities on us according to our capacity, according to our ability. And this is a very powerful statement because a lot of times the reality is you might hear this statement and you might say, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that he only tests us with what we're able to handle, with whatever is within our capacity. But then a lot of times you might think, well, sometimes I feel really overwhelmed. Sometimes there's a test or there's a trial, there's some stressor or difficulty in my life, and it feels like it's more than I can handle. And I'm sure all of us have felt that at some point, right? All of us have felt like a certain situation we're in or whatever circumstance or whatever difficulty we're dealing with, for a moment or for a while, it feels like it's outside of our capacity. Sometimes it feels like there isn't really an end in sight. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that Allah only burdens you with what you can bear, whatever you have the capacity for. And there's a lot of comfort in this statement because we have to recognize who is speaking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's speaking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows the reality of our circumstances better than we know our own reality. And He knows what lies ahead for us. A lot of times, the reason we feel like, you know, things are outside of our capacity or it's beyond what I can handle is because we don't really see an end, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has knowledge of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we will become or how we will change as a result of a circumstance that we're in, right? And that's the beauty of this statement, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us constantly that whenever you feel like it's too much, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only burdens you with what you can handle. So if in this given moment you think you can't handle something, find comfort in the fact that your Creator is telling you, your Creator is reminding you that even though you think you can't handle it, Allah is saying you can. Why? Because of this statement, this kind of rule, this reality that Allah is presenting at the beginning of this ayah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only burdens a soul with what it can handle, with what is in its capacity. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. You can hear in this part of the ayah that the words sound really similar. كَسَبَتْ and اكْتَسَبَتْ. Again, those words mean to earn or what you deserve. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, for it, or for the soul, is whatever good that it earned and whatever bad that it earned. Whatever bad that it got as a result of its actions, right? Whatever we've earned. Now, there's a bit of a discussion here about the prepositions used here, laha versus alayha. And it's very easy to understand because in English, these prepositions work in a similar way. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the good that we've earned, He says, لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ, that for it is what it's earned, وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ, and against it is also what it's earned. Again, that our deeds have consequences, and we are going to bear the responsibility of those consequences. Now, again, it's a very similar expression in English. We would say that something counted for someone and something counted against someone, right? We would use the similar prepositions in English as well. We would say it counted for me, as in it benefited me, it was something good, or it counted against me, in the meaning of ala, against me or upon me, where it would be more of a negative meaning, it would be the negative consequences of our actions. Then the dua begins. Now, after setting kind of this stage of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that every soul, Allah only burdens a soul with what it can handle, and then Allah says, you earn the consequences of the good that you do, and you also have to bear the consequences of the bad that you do. Both good and bad, you're earning it, right? You're not bearing anyone else's responsibility. You bear the responsibility of your own actions. And this is a very powerful understanding because a lot of times we find ourselves acting, rather we find ourselves reacting to other people and start taking control of other people's actions. We think that someone else's actions, we give it more weight than it deserves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, don't worry about other people's actions, worry about you. You are going to bear the responsibility of what you do, whether that is good or bad. So focus on yourself and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't bear or doesn't burden you with more than you can handle. And then the dua begins after this reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or rather, tells us to make this dua, and it starts with Rabbana. Again, we've seen this word probably in every dua that we've looked at so far this month. Rabbana translates as our Lord. We've gone into detail about the meaning of Rabb. Rabb is a sustainer. He's the one that elevates you. He's the one that nourishes you. He's the one that builds you up to reach your most excellent and perfect form. So when we call out to Allah, we're calling upon Allah, recognizing that reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. Say, Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana. we say, "Oh Allah," or "Oh our Lord, do not hold us accountable when we forget or when we make a mistake." All right. So again, a very important principle here. We're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're saying, "Oh Allah," after following that reality that we earn whatever we earn the consequences of our actions. Now, the logical dua to make after that is, "Oh Allah, whatever I do by accident, whatever I do out of forgetfulness, Oh Allah, please forgive that. Oh Allah, please don't hold me to account for that." So that's the first thing we're asking for. The next thing we ask for is, "Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina." Then we say, "Oh Allah, do not place upon us a burden like you placed upon those that came before us." And this is a very interesting dua, because think about it, as you read the Quran, or as you read the stories of the prophets that came before, as you read the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see that life is filled with trials and tribulations. There's so many difficulties that people went through before us. And if that's maybe a little too far, or maybe it's hard to relate to sometimes, just speak to someone that's older than you. Speak to your elder, speak to your parents or grandparents. And you talk to them, and you talk about the sacrifices that they've made in their life, and you immediately realize that the reality of this life is that it's filled with difficulties. It's filled with trials and tribulations, and we're trying to figure out how do we navigate that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dua that we're making here to Allah is, we're saying, "Oh Allah, don't burden us." Imagine hearing a story. Imagine hearing about the difficulties that people went through, and then making dua and saying, "Oh Allah, don't burden us the way or like you burdened those that came before us." Right? What's so interesting here is that we're asking for ease, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with asking for a break, or asking for some ease from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we continue and say, "Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih." Then in a similar fashion, we then continue and say, "Our Lord, do not make us bear a burden for which we do not have the strength." Or, "Our Lord, do not burden us with what we do not have the strength or the ability to handle." Again, such a beautiful kind of reminder of our humanity, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to remember that this dua is in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us this dua that we are meant to make. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that it's okay to embrace your humanity. It's okay to ask for ease. Ditch all the formalities. You don't have to have a rehearsed dua where it has to be the same thing you ask for every time. But just ditch all the formalities and just be real and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on your circumstance. And if you want ease, if you need things to be easy right now, then ask Allah for that. And Allah is teaching us that here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us its surah, and we say, "Oh Allah, do not burden us with more than what we can bear." Basically, what we're doing is we're recognizing our humanity, we're recognizing our weakness, we're humbling ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the dua closes with, "Wa'fu anna waghfir lana warhamna anta maulana fansurna 'ala alqawm alkafirin." The dua closes with three very important things here. The first one is "Wa'fu anna," which often translates as "pardon us." "Waghfir lana," and "forgive us." "Warhamna," and "have mercy on us." These three things are very interesting, because we might have heard this dua many times. We might have even heard the translation many times. This idea of pardoning, forgiving, and having mercy. What is the difference between these things? The scholars mentioned that the idea of pardoning, the idea of kind of overlooking or erasing our shortcomings, when we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, we're asking Allah to overlook or to erase those shortcomings that we've had in our relationship with Allah, that we've had in our actions that are between us and Allah. That, "Oh Allah, pardon me for any of my shortcomings and any of my mistakes in my worship of you, or in my obedience of you, or in my thoughts of you, Oh Allah. In this relationship, whatever shortcomings I've had, Oh Allah, please pardon those." Then we continue and we say, "Waghfir lana," and "forgive us." Again, there's so many elements to this, but we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness in how we treated the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we treated the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're now asking Allah about our relationship with other people. That we're asking Allah, oh Allah, forgive us for how we treated other people, how I treated so-and-so, how I treated this creation of yours, oh Allah, and oh Allah, part of that forgiveness that we're seeking. Whenever we ask for forgiveness, we're kind of asking for another thing between the lines. And that is we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not expose us. We want to be forgiven, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't expose our shortcomings. And then the last thing we say is warhamna, after asking for pardoning and forgiving. Then we ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower his mercy upon us. And part of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're asking for Allah to save us from any future difficulties or any future shortcomings and misfortunes. That part of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is how he protects us from difficulties in the future. And then the last part of the dua, anta maulana fansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. And then the dua closes with another call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, oh Allah, we say to Allah, oh Allah, you are our Lord, anta maulana, you are our sustainer, you are the one that is in charge of our affairs. فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. So then help us and aid us and support us against the disbelieving people or against the disbelieving nation. Again, those people that are out to harm your message, to stop your message, to harm the believers. Oh Allah, aid us against them. Again, this is the last ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. Again, some quick takeaways. Number one is that remember this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is presenting. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents us with facts about ourselves, we better listen up, because Allah is the one that created us. Allah is telling us that Allah does not burden a soul with more than it can handle, with more than its capacity. And if you feel like that's not true, sometimes, if you think about moments that have passed, you realize that you've been through situations in life where it felt like things were too much, but you came out the other side. You came out stronger and you grew and evolved through those experiences. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our capacity better than we do. The second thing is to really try to ditch any formalities in dua. It's okay to complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's okay to ask for ease from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't always have to ask for patience and ask for strength. You can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make things easy. And there's so much comfort in just that request, in just making that dua. There's so much comfort in that vulnerability with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if you find a sincere moment to make dua to Allah and you're honest with Allah about how you're feeling and your circumstance, you'll find so much comfort and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately, right after opening up to Allah, even if your situation or circumstance has not changed yet. And then lastly, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the pardoner. He's the one who forgives and he's the one who shows mercy. So remember to ask him for all of those things. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to benefit from what was said and heard. Again, this series is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. If you'd like to find out more information about the work that they're doing, please visit pausa.org/qalam and consider supporting them this month of Ramadan, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Please join us tomorrow for our daily dua series. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.